good opportunity right here. A great opportunity. Starts right now. All right? The 10-game about the 10-game season. Starts today. Let's go win on three. 1, 2, 3. Win!
Big day. Game day. Don't necessarily need to be said.
Great place to play, man. Looking forward to it.
They gave us a full 15 game for a reason. Let's give them a reason to give us some more games like this. Browns on three. 1, 2, 3.
All you know is go. Go, go, go. That's all we do.
Looking pretty good. Great day to pick Cleveland Brown, baby.
Let's go. I'm on the road, you guys. We keep you fresh, hard, and fast.
Always plenty of hype as the Browns come to legendary Lambeau Field, looking to get back on the winning side. Hi, everybody. Great to see you on Browns Overtime, indeed, from legendary Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Michael Regei, Vic Carucci. Browns, we're hyped up, looking to put away the ill effects of that loss to Detroit last week, but Vic get beat 31-13 today by the Green Bay Packers. We start with the offense, and for the Browns, they went almost six full quarters.
Right.
From the first half last week against Detroit through midway the fourth quarter today without putting a touchdown on the board. It was rather ineffective. They never established a rhythm. What was at the cause of the Browns' problems on the offensive side of the ball in this loss?
Well, you got to start with the quarterback. Brandon Whedon, once again, wasn't effective, struggled. Had problems, I think, with his feel in the pocket, which by that I mean very little, when he had time to throw. I thought he made some very questionable decisions, especially on the interception he threw. I saw a guy who just doesn't seem to feel in any way comfortable with what he's doing. So I don't know if this is a case of just not having the grasp of the offense by now, which by now, seven games into the season, Michael, he should have.
With that comfortability in mind, as we know this week, we talked about it on every show that we do on the Browns Radio Network. Rob Chudzinski, this football team, embraced Brandon Whedon. They let him know that you're our guy. Vic, they gave him the proverbial group hug, but he did not repay today in terms of how he went about trying to make this offense productive.
Yeah, he had to hold up his end of the bargain by having a performance that warranted the support he got from his teammates, from his coaches. They understood he was under siege by fans, by media. But after a game like this, those questions have to be raised within the team and especially by the head coach. Can you go further with this guy? Do you have to now give serious consideration to going with Jason Campbell? Because something's got to give here. This is not getting it done. And, yeah, that late touchdown throw that he had to Jordan Cameron, fine. That was in garbage time. Overall, in terms of the game itself, there was complete ineffectiveness on the part of Brandon and on the part of the offense as a whole.
And we thought there'd be opportunities for the Browns to exploit, find some mismatches. Remember now, Green Bay on the defensive side of the football, going without Clay Matthews and Nick Perry,
right,
had three of their starting linebackers out. And Vic, the Browns came out, and again, the inability to convert on third down, again a problem, just 2 for 8 in the first half, and they fall behind 14-0 right out of the chute. Can't do that in this kind of place against Green Bay.
No, and what this game did was provide a measuring stick, a barometer of what a really good football team looks like. The Green Bay Packers, even beat up. Look how effective they were on both sides of the ball and their offense. Look at what Aaron Rodgers is as a quarterback. And I think when you put where the Browns are next to that, it's glaring to see how far this Browns team still needs to go.
So the Browns fall to 3-4. Now we've got back-to-back losses that Rob Chudzinski and his football team have to deal with. Lost back-to-back, home opener to Miami and then Baltimore, ripped off the three straight wins, and now have lost back-to-back again. All of that having been said, where do you think the mental capacity, the confidence level is of this football team?
Yeah, Michael, I don't know. It's very hard for me to see how you muster that up. I think they did their best after that loss to Detroit, after that second-half collapse. That was devastating. And you got the chore of playing a game now at undefeated Kansas City, an extremely tough place to play Arrowhead Stadium. So from a confidence standpoint, you know, what can you take into that? Not very much.
Got to find a way to be able to manufacture offense and put points on the board wherever you are in the NFL. We know that. Let's find out how Rob Chudzinski and Brandon Whedon felt about the Browns falling in a 14-0 hole and about not being able to take advantage of some of the mismatches that maybe we felt were at their disposal against Green Bay.
Got off to a poor start and fought that, trying to get back all night and or all afternoon. I thought we fought and continued to fight till the end. We just had too many mistakes or too many breakdowns. And just didn't make the plays when we needed to. You know, we'll have to go back and look at it. I think, you know, he missed some throws, obviously there. Some was had to do with the elements at times, you know, but obviously, you know, he made a few throws as well, gave our guys some chances. I think we had some drops that hurt us at times. And we'll just, you know, I'll look at the film and we'll evaluate his play and everybody's play after the game.
That's a great defense. I mean, those guys, you know, injuries are not. You know, I know they're missing a couple of guys, but they're extremely well coached. I mean, you watch them on tape, there's not a lot of margin for error. I mean, they do a great job on coverage and you know, give you a bunch of different looks. It was just, you know, we didn't take advantage of the plays when we needed to. Yeah, they undercut it. They played it out as good as they could play it. I mean, it was a good route by Devon, but they undercut it. It was fourth down, so. If I sit there and take a sack, it's going to be a turn and run down. So I thought I can maybe try to throw it and just couldn't really step into it. It was great coverage. I mean, there's nowhere to go with the ball and you got to make a good play. No, I'm not. I'm not discouraged. I told the guys when there was a minute left, I said, hey, listen, there's a lot of football to go. We got, you know, 9 games to go. Big one on the road again next week. You know, the last thing you do is start getting discouraged this early. There's so much that can happen. Still got a lot of faith in the guys on this football team. We got a good football team. We just, you know, you play a team like that, good defense, outstanding quarterback that's, arguably one of the best in the league. You can't give them those kind of opportunities.
All right, make no mistake, both the head coach and the quarterback understand that you can't go 5.5 quarters and live on field goals and win in this league. There's no doubt about that. Vic, let's flip it over, though, after we've heard from Rob Chudzinski and Brandon Whedon. The numbers defensively say the Browns are a top 10 defense in all three categories. Total yards allowed, rush yards allowed, and pass yards allowed against. Although in the last couple of weeks, they haven't really played like that. They can't get off the football field on third down now. Eddie Lacy went for, 80 yards today, average about 3.7.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers throws 3 touchdown passes, and his big receiver today was rookie Jared Boykin.
Yeah, 8 catches for Jared Boykin, one of those being for a touchdown. So this defense is struggling too.
Yeah.
Michael, we can talk about the offense and certainly point a lot of fingers at Brandon Whedon in this passing game, but this defense has to be accountable as well. This was a banged-up Packers team. They lost some very key people. Randall Cobb, James Jones, they don't have the people that have given them their primary offense. And what does Aaron Rodgers do? He has a big day. He does what he does. That's the standard of quarterbacking I was talking about, that level that he can play, which I think for the sake of the Browns' defense is not allowable. You can't go out there and be ordinary or below ordinary, and that's what this defense has looked like now really for 3 games.
And I believe the quote this week was from defensive coordinator Ray Horton, we've got to get off the doggone football field on third down. That showed up glaringly again. 6 for 8 was Rodgers in Green Bay.
Right.
In those third down conversions in the opening half, it gets a football team behind the 8-ball when you combine it with an ineffective offense.
Yeah, it does, because it makes an offense that is struggling on its own have to, of course, press even harder to try to make those plays. And again, when you're not getting off the field on third down, you're wearing down your defense. And this is a defense that is not really built to do this. I think this is a defense that's high risk, high reward. They are going to take their chances to try to make plays. But when you're not making plays and then the other team is able to convert those third downs, you got a recipe for disaster.
Jabal Sheard got back today, although once again the Browns lost Quentin Groves for the second time this year, and that's not good.
Bad for the linebacking core and also bad for special teams.
No question about that. All right, we'll find out how the Browns themselves feel about this 31-13 loss. For the Green Bay Packers, Browns back under 500 at 3-4. Don't go away. There's a lot more Browns overtime coming up with Vic and yours truly out of legendary Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Fourth down. Wheaton drops to throw. He's got time. He rifles one in, and it is caught. Touchdown, Jordan Cain.
Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. Following the Browns, 31-13 loss to the Green Bay Packers. Michael Rega, Vic Carucci, pleased to be joined by Jordan Cameron, Browns' outstanding tight end, who hauled in seven passes today. Jordan, to start out, though, this week, there was a tremendous amount of support for Brandon Weeden. Everybody offensively, how particularly frustrating was it to come out and not be able to move the football and not take advantage of some of the things maybe that Green Bay were giving you?
It's always frustrating anytime you don't win the game, and it's a big venue we played under, and Green Bay, it's obviously an opponent we want to play our best against. You know, we got to look at the film and see what, you know, see the opportunities that we didn't capitalize on, and just kind of, you know, focus. You know, this, the focus goes for next week. That's the NFL. We got to move on. We'll make the corrections and try to improve for next week.
Jordan, it seems though such a struggle really just to get this offense to do much of anything, and again, I'm sure there's a high level of frustration for that, but especially early on where you couldn't get into any rhythm and any sync, how much of that did you feel was coming from the Browns' end, and how much of that was what the Packers' defense was doing?
They did a great job. They have a great defense, and a lot of guys stepped up. They had some injuries around the board, and they had some guys come in and make some big plays, and it's just a game of runs, and we need to find a tempo or whatever it is. We need to just get going a little bit more. I think we did a good job. We had some big plays here and there, and it just need to capitalize when they give us some more opportunities.
Jordan, were there areas, they were without Clay Matthews, without Nick Perry, were there areas in both the run and the pass game that you thought maybe there might be opportunities to exploit some of their backups in terms of mismatches? That did they materialize for you at all as the game wore on?
I think we had some runs. We had some 10-yard runs with Willis. And I think, you know, we get these opportunities or the certain looks that we like. We got to capitalize. And it's just a matter, we're going to look at this film and see what the areas need to work on. And that's, like I said, as the NFL, we got to move on and really make the corrections on this tape and get better for next week.
That's so true, Jordan. I know you do have to move on and always think about the next game. However, came off a tumultuous week with that second half collapse against Detroit. And I know you guys wanted to try to get something going in a positive direction for this game. As far as the overall team attitude, what's your sense of it right now after this game?
I know it's hard. You know, we're angry or, you know, frustrated that we lost, but I think our team did a great job being resilient, and I think we're going to bounce back and really get close this week and work. And it's just frustrating when you want to get things going, and we need to put two halves together. And I think we had some big plays, and we didn't have some good plays. So it's just, we got to put a whole game together, and I think we'll do a good job of that next week.
Jordan, as we discuss, last thing for you, as we discuss, you know, Brandon's struggles, he went almost six quarters without a TD, had the excellent first half against Detroit last week, and then, as we've talked about, not able to sustain any rhythm. How important is it for all of you, though, to continue to, with Brandon Weeden in mind, look to be able maybe even to try to go over and above to be able to make plays for him and get him back right in terms of his confidence?
That's the key word, is confidence. And I think our whole team is behind him, and we're confident in his abilities, and he'll do fine. He's mentally tough, and that's what you look for in a quarterback, and he'll find a way to make plays. And, you know, we have his back. I know I do, and we trust that he'll get the job done.
Jordan, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Caught a 6-touchdown pass of the year today. Continues to play stellar football. Jordan Cameron, Browns tight end. All right, don't go away. We'll flip it over to the defensive side of things. We'll talk to the captain, DeQuell Jackson. That's when Browns Overtime returns out of Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Do your job, man. Do your job. Look, come on, hit the tool.
Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. Browns get beat here in Lambeau Field today by Green Bay. Michael Rega, Vic Carucci with the captain, of course, DeQuell Jackson. D, how disappointing was it, given that you rallied around this football team, Brandon Weeden, everyone did this week, to get off to the slow start today on both sides of the football and fall behind 14-0 in the opening quarter?
Yeah, that's definitely not something that we plan on doing. Defensively, we got to do a better job of starting the game. And before you know it was 14-0, but I feel like the second half we came back, we were able to be better on third down, get off on third down a bit. But you got to give those guys credit. Aaron Rodgers, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. It's a great football team we played. A lot of tape we can learn from tomorrow, and get ready for Kansas City. That's all we can do.
Duquelle, what's the confidence level now? That was a tough game that you came off of, a tumultuous week, losing that second half to Detroit, and then coming into this game and having really the poor first half that ultimately you couldn't overcome as a team. Where is the psyche, the confidence of this?
All of our goals are still out in front of us. We're still in the hunting division. Like I said, you got to give those guys a lot of credit. Yeah, it's disappointing that we lost, but all of our goals are still out there. We're still going to compete. We're still going to show up to work tomorrow. Still going to prepare as well as we always do and get ready for Kansas City.
Duquelle, the numbers suggest, and you're a top 10 defense in this league. Total yards allowed, rush yards allowed, pass yards allowed. Last couple of weeks against Detroit and Green Bay, there's been some slippage, third down conversions. I know you talked about it this week. Ray Horton talked about it this week. Where can you go to get that back and take it care of so he can get off the field, D?
I think one thing that helps is we're starting to get some guys back. Today we got some guys back that were out a few weeks, Jabal Sheard being one of them. Once we get the rotation back, get guys back to their normal duties, I think everything will take care of itself. What we pride ourselves on is earning our right to stop the run, earning our right to rush the pass, excuse me, and that's stopping the run on first and second down. And that's something that, you know what, the ball hasn't swung our way on third down, but we're going to continually grind this thing out, and we're going to be better, I promise you.
All right, Duquelle, as a primary leader of this team, what are some of the things that can be done just internally, what has to be said, those kinds of things in the course of this week?
Yeah, I don't think we need to push the panic button just yet. We're 3-4. We had this last month has been, up and downs, and that's what you're going to get in this business. You know, you can't win them all. It's what can you, how well do you play after a loss, and what can you learn from a loss? And I think we have the guys to get it done, and I'm totally confident in where we were 4 weeks ago and where we were today.
We always appreciate your time, D, and the words of wisdom. Have a great week of preparation for Kansas City, and we'll see you in KC.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Duquelle Jackson, one of the unquestioned leaders of the Cleveland Browns. As you said, everything's still right. 9 football games to go at 3-4 with a lot of football still to be played. Some of that starts next week against Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. Vic and I will come back and tell you all about that when Browns Overtime returns. Don't go away.
He angles left to the 10. He's to the 20. He weaves his way to the 40. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's out of a tackle, and they just tripped him up.
So great to have all of you with us on Browns Overtime on a Lambeau Field. Browns get beat today by the Green Bay Packers 31-13. We always want you to be able to interact with your favorite Cleveland Browns. We call it Fans First Down. Today on the show, an opportunity for you to chat with Joe Hayden.
Looking, throwing, and Joe Hayden knocked the ball away from Cordero Patterson at the 16-yard line. A real clean knock away by Hayden.
How you doing? My name is Wayne Hudson. This is my fiance, Amy Drake. My oldest son, Noah Hudson. My younger son, Jacob Hudson. Joe Hayden, I got a question for you. When you're at the line of scrimmage, what's running through your mind that shuts down some of the best receivers in the league?
Appreciate it, Wayne. Thanks for your question, man. When I'm lined up, most of the time when they come out there, I'm thinking about my technique, their splits, and basically what routes they can run off that split. Thanks for being a Browns fan.
Stafford waits. He takes the snap. Back to pass. Looks, throws, and it's broken up by Hayden.
Fans First Down, we do it every week for you right here on Browns Overtime. All right, Vic, out of Lambeau Field, 7 days, the Browns got to take a trip to Kansas City, Missouri, to see the undefeated, yes, we said the 7-0 Kansas City Chiefs. This is a very talented football team, Vic, but more importantly, this is the first time since the merger NFL-AFL that a first-time head coach, first-year head coach, and a first-year quarterback have gone undefeated 7 games into a football season.
It's remarkable. Now, we know that he is, yes, a first-year head coach in Kansas City, but Andy Reid, 14 years in Philadelphia. By the way, he's going to have that reuniting with Joe Banner, and the two of them enjoyed a lot of success together in Philly, but Andy's done an amazing job. That was a 2-14 team last year. He turned it around, as he did in Philadelphia, turned that team around. He knows his way around that. He knows how to get teams to play well, how to motivate players, how to get the right pieces there. And what he's done at quarterback with Alex Smith is amazing as well. Alex Smith, not the greatest arm, but a really good manager of and good decision maker, smart guy who just makes the right plays. Jamal Charles in the backfield can do so much as a runner and a receiver. He was a productive guy before Reed got there, but Reed has made him even more productive because he utilizes him as a receiver. Reed's offense makes that running back a really effective pass catcher working in space and a lot of the screens that they like to use, and it's a frustration point for a defense.
So it's not going to be easy for the Browns. Again, they sit at 3-4. They've lost two in a row, back-to-back now to the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. And Vic, there's all kinds of work to get done this week. The Browns need to get this turned around in another hostile environment against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, an interesting week facing this Browns team. See what happens with the quarterback position. And, of course, the defense has got some work to do.
We'll be here to document the whole thing for you all on the Browns Radio Network. Vic, yours truly, all week long. And right back here next Sunday out of Kansas City as the Browns try to grab that road win to get back to 500 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now for our producer, Andy Hecht, all of our terrific crew. For Vic Carucci, I'm Michael Rega. Thanks for being a part of Browns Overtime, everybody. We'll see you next week from Kansas City. Till then, so long.